Hey, Holly. I'm a tenant here at the apartments, and I'm having a small problem.
Hey, am I speaking with, please?
This is Paul.
Paul, what apartment are you calling from? Okay, which street?
Brand
Okay, and your unit number?
103.
Are you 1A, 2A, 3A?
I don't know. I get my mail at a P.O. box. I'm the one upstairs.
Okay, what's your last name, Paul?
My last name is Wilkinson.
How can we help you, Paul?
Well, I'm calling because I do a YouTube channel where I flush, kind of called Will It Flush? And I was doing my YouTube show where I was actually flushing another toilet down the toilet. I've got this broken toilet that I crushed up into little pieces with my hammer. And I was trying to flush it down, but I think something got stuck in the pipe somewhere because now the toilet won't flush. So I didn't know if you might have any advice on how I can get this unstuck. Because whenever I flush the toilet, the water just runs all over the floor
You
and.
flush down ceramic pieces down the toilet.
Yeah, I took another toilet and I smashed it all up with a sledgehammer. And so I've been flushing a whole nother toilet down the toilet. It's part of a YouTube channel.
Right, I understand, but I mean, we may have to get a plumber involved, and if you're putting things down the toilet that shouldn't belong, you may be responsible for the
Oh,
leak.
I was just flushing another toilet. I thought that was, I thought it'd be funny for the YouTubes, and it was until everything started to get stuck.
Right.
So,
Well, all I can do, Paul, are you in a one bedroom or a two bedroom?
it's one bedroom, but I mean, do you have? I don't know, do you maybe have a plunger I can use or one of
Would
those?
probably, I'll have to do a work order and have our guys come over with a plunger and maybe a snake to see if they can snake it.
Yeah, bring a snake. Like what?
They're on other calls right now, so it'll take a few minutes for them to get there, Paul, but I'll see if somebody can head over the next maybe within an hour or so.
Okay, and do you have any advice? Like, do I need to break up the other toilet a little bit smaller? Because
Well, I would. I
I
might.
only got half of it down. And I still got to finish the other half of
Oh,
it.
the rest of the toilet needs to just not go down the toilet. I'm telling you right now, that's negligence on your part.
No, it's all right. I really need to get this done because I have a lot of subscribers on YouTube that watch this stuff.
Paul,
And if I don't do the whole thing, then I won't get as
I'm
many
telling you right
clicks.
now, if I find out that you're putting pieces of ceramic down the piping that could affect other units and back up the whole entire building, you'll be held personally responsible and liable for
But
that.
that's how I pay my rent. I use the advertising revenue from YouTube ads from people watching my channel to pay the rent. So if I don't flush this toilet, I won't be able to pay my rent this
Business for you
month.
to generate income like that. I'm just letting you know.
It's
So,
a pretty good job, I mean, I get like 5 cents for every click, and I've got like,
I
4 million
understand, but that would
viewers.
be that's something that we can't allow in the homes, okay?
Well, it's not my toilet. I just rent the place. I don't really care if it breaks.
Well, you'll care when you get the bill for $300 or $400, $500. You'll care.
Oh, that's fine. I'll make that within a week or two of doing more videos.
Yeah, well.
Like, can you just like maybe order an extra toilet so I can have one in the
Oh,
closet on standby in case this
no, we're not
happens
going to do
again?
that, Paul. So give me your phone number if you will.
Sure. It's Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
It's 420-6969.
What's the area code?
Nine.
And you're the only leaseholder in the apartment?
Well, I'm not even in the computer. I just stay on the couch. What's his face is at work. So he can't fix it right now. Usually I just call him, but
Right.
he
Well,
said he had an important
are you on
business
the lease
meeting.
agreement here?
No, I just stay on the couch. I got I
Well, who's the leaseholder? Because the leaseholder is the one that needs to call me for the work order.
Well, I don't know if I want to tell you because you sound like all mad like you're going to get me in trouble,
I can't send maintenance into an apartment if you're not the leaseholder on the lease agreement. So if you can tell me that person's name, I can contact them and have them give me permission.
Well, I just call him, Fredward, but I don't know if that's his real name. I can't, I won't pass your reference check thing. That's why I can't be on the lease and
The problem is I won't be able to look you up in the computer system. If you don't know the apartment number on the outside of the door, I can't help you out.
Well, it's all right. I'm just gonna see if I can try to fix the toilet myself. I mean, I've got some, it's only leaking a little bit on the floor, so I'm just gonna put some towels down and just try to make the best of this and get this video finished
You in the
up.
building right next door to the model, to the clubhouse?
Yeah. I'm the one
Yes.
upstairs.
Right. I mean, we have four units upstairs.
Yeah, I'm the one upstairs on the front.
On the
Like you look out and you
right
can
at the
see the
left
parking lot.
thing. right side or left side of the building?
If you are standing in front of the building where I parked my car, my bedroom window is all the way up at the top.
Okay. So if you're standing there, it would be the balcony on the right-hand side or the balcony on the left-hand side?
On the right side.
On the right side.
Yeah. But listen, it doesn't matter. I mean, I just gotta finish flushing that. I've already got half of it now, and I think I can make it the rest of the way. I just gotta, you know, finish this up. So I'm gonna put some towels down to catch the water leak from the, you know, from when it overflows, and I'm just gonna try to make the best of this situation.
Well, I'm gonna try to get up with your leaseholder that lives in that unit, okay?
Well, he's at work, and I can't bother him at work.
Well, I'll leave him a message. Thank
you. Well, that's okay. I'm just gonna keep flushing, all right? Unless you have a plunger I can use, that might help.
I will send maintenance by in a little while,
okay? What do you usually do when people flush stuff down the toilets?
We charge them for the negligence. You know, if it's something that you're putting down a toilet that is not recommended for a toilet, then you'd be responsible for the repair.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not even on the lease, so I guess I should be okay. You know, what's his face will get the bill. It won't be me.
The leaseholder would be responsible. So.
Yeah, it won't be me, so I don't care. So I just got to keep flushing this toilet down there. So I kind of got to get back to doing that. But
okay.
Are you sure you don't? If I stop by the office, can I borrow a plunger?
Yeah, you can definitely stop by the office. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Now, actually, can you have maintenance bring the plunger up? Because I'm not wearing pants right now, and you know it's too early for pants.
You know what? I will put the work order in. Like I told you, it'll be within an hour that he can stop by. Okay.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna see if I can keep flushing the toilet. So look for me on YouTube. You know, you'll see your apartment building on YouTube, and you'll be famous.
You have a good day. We'll send maintenance out shortly. Okay.
Okay, I gotta go back to flushing. Bye.